from Ohio.
Well,
you represent the state of Ohio.
I represent the state of Ohio.
Well, you damn sure did a good job. You can represent Texas, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We did it because it was your program.
Well,
it's one of the best we've got. I'm convinced of this.
I'm going to make you Pope.
You're going to make me Pope.
Yes, sir, by God. A fellow that get out there and slug it out and have to do it the hard way and get your committee against you and then do a job for poor people. I was just talking to a fellow. He said that 25 or 30% of the housing in his district didn't even have a bathroom and no chance of even starting. We haven't built a poor man's house in so damn long and forgotten about it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we got somebody up there that'll do something.
And the leadership was great and your staff was wonderful.
Well,
it was Bob Weaver and Bob Wood. Really great, really. And it's a good victory because it is a great victory.
As long as we got men like you, I'm proud of it. And I just want you to know.
I'm delighted and I appreciate your call. And listen, Mike Kerwin is here. Say hello to him.
I'd love to. And we're going to see you at the dinner Thursday night.
Fine. Pick it up, Mike.
Yep. Say, Mike, how you doing, old partner?
How's everything?
I'm just doing fine. I hear you've done a wonderful job on your dinner. I've been checking it every day. I've tailed up the vice president, Marvin Watson. All of our boys are going to be there with bells on, and they say that you and the speaker, all of you, are going to have a sellout.
Has the family well?
Well, pretty good. I got Lucy. She's getting ready to get married, you know, and so she's getting pretty big for britches. She's getting where she's pretty tough with us, you know. And
both are good girls and a good grand wife. They got everything in the world could give to you.
Well, I haven't got that Irishman you're going to send me.
Oh, no. You try like hell to get it.
I know it. You ought to bring him down here and lend him. Lend him for a week. You ought to bring him down here.
I'm going to put to the acid one of those days and take it down there.
All right. What you do, you tell Marvin Watson when you want to come in, and we'll call the press in, and you can make it clear, by God, he's just on loan. You ought to do it about Wednesday morning, so it'll be in the Wednesday afternoon, Thursday papers. Thursday's too late. His dinner's Thursday night.
Oh, we let it go for a while yet.
Huh?
Leave it go for a while yet.
Oh, hell no. You bring him down here Wednesday and present him to me.
That's next Wednesday.
That's this Wednesday. That's day after tomorrow. That's tomorrow. Wait, I'm going to be gone tomorrow?
No,
when will I get back?
I can't tomorrow because of this dinner.
Huh?
Table after table tomorrow.
What is it?
I said, count of the dinner. They'll be flocking in here tomorrow.
Well, that don't make any difference. That's the thing you want them to see. You come down here about 2:30, 3 o'clock, and bring that Irishman, and you come in here, and we'll have a presentation ceremony. You don't need to have anything in writing. You just stand over on my right. You just say, now, Mr. President, I'm going to respond to your request, and I'm going to lend you for not to exceed 30 days, this Irishman. And 30 days, I expect you to deliver him back to my office at the Capitol. And I expect you to deliver him in good shape. And I want him to be sober, and I want him to be unharmed, and I want him to be in good cheer and good humor, and I want him to have all the Irish characteristics when he returns that he had when I lent him to you.
Well, add a little more to that. Say, I just gave the city of Washington a Robert Emmett statue.
Well, that's right. You can say that. But say that you're going to lend him for 1 month. Now, that'll get in the paper Thursday morning. They'll see that, and they'll see that I'm a Democrat down there at the bottom. And that's a good way to advertise your dinner and your leadership a little bit without costing anybody anything.
Well,
Marvin Watson will have your appointment here at 3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 o'clock.
And you lend him for 30 days only.
I'll be down there.
And you tell him that you wouldn't let anybody have it but the president for 30 days.
Yes,
that you can't do without him over 30 days, but you want him returned to your office in 30 days.
Well, I'll be there at 3 o'clock.
All right, man. Bring anybody you want to bring with you.
Right.
All right. Let me talk to Eddie again.
Yes. Eddie.
Yes, Mr. President.
Eddie, much obliged to you again.
Thank you very much. As I say,
you make old Mike bring you down here at 3 o'clock. He's going to lend me that Irishman.
He is, really?
Yeah, and I got to return him sober.
Okay. And
that's great. And I got to return him in good cheer, and I've got to I've got to return him in good shape to his office, and I'll bring him back in 30 days. You tell him I invited you to come with him.
All right, fine. Thanks very much, Mr. President. Thank you for calling.